Shalom to all. Today's daf is the very first daf of Maseches Makos, and just like we're starting this Maseches together, we should be zecheh to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas together. And today's daf and all of Maseches Makos is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now this Maseches is quite a short one. It has only three prakim, each dealing with a distinct topic. The first parak is about Edim Zayman, which we're going to get to in a minute. The second discusses dinim and details of galus, when a person would have to run to an ir miklat, and the third is about Malkus. So let's talk Hazama. In a classic setting of contradictory edos, one kat or group of edim testify, let's say, that Reuven owes Shimon $100. The other kat testifies that he does not. This is classic edos mochashes, it's contradictory edos, and we throw them both out. Zayman, however, is different. This is when one group of edim testifies, let's say, that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday in Central Park under the old Japanese maple at 10 in the morning. And then group two comes along and does not say it's not true he didn't borrow it. Rather, they say as follows: how can you possibly claim to have witnessed that Reuven borrowed money on Sunday at 10 a.m.? And here are the key words: Imanu hayisem b'makom pleni. You were with us somewhere else at that very time. We were eating breakfast together in L.A. at 10 in the morning on Sunday. So how can you say that you were in Central Park then? And this would be one example of a classic case of Hazama. Group 1 of Edim is now called Edim Zaymimin. Group 2 are the Edim Hamazimim, who were Mazim Group 1. And what happens to them? So the Pasuk tells us, Vasisim loy kasher zama masas l'achiv, you shall do to him as he planned or plotted to do to his brother. And in our example, that would mean that the Edim Zaymimin have to pay Reuven the money that they tried to mechayev him to pay Shimon. And this applies to many other cases as well. Another example would be Misa. Edim testify that Reuven killed Shimon, trying to get him to mechayev Misa and Bezdin. Another group says Imanu Yisem, being Mazim them. So group one would now get Misa instead of Reuven. Now having that clear, let's begin the first Mishnah. Ketzad Edim Nasim Zayman. How do Edim come Zayman? Example number one is Me'idim Anu Be'ish Pliny Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Edim say, we give testimony about this fellow who's a Kayin, that he's the son of a Grusha or Chalutza. Now we know that a Kayin is not a married divorced woman, a Grusha, or a Chalutza. She's a woman who had Chalitza. And if he does, his child becomes a Chalal, which is basically a Pasul Kayin. He can't eat Truma, he can't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. For all intents and purposes, he's basically Yisrael. And so these Edim are giving testimony about a fellow whom we know to be a Kayin, and they're saying he's the son of a Grusha or Chalutza, which means he's not a Kayin, he's a Chalal. And then they turn out to be Edim Zayman. What happens to them? Ein Aymim Yasazem Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. We don't say that the Edim Zayman are treated like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza in his place. That's obviously in a situation where they're kaihanim. El rather, what happens to them? Like Arbaim, they get Malkus. Here's another example. Me'idim Anu Be'ish Pliny Shu Chayiv Liglois. We give testimony about this fellow that he's chayiv to go to Gullus. He has to be exiled. This is something we're going to be discussing extensively. In the second parak, we know that if somebody kills by accident, B'shaygig, so he runs to an ir miklat, the city of refuge, that's called Gullus. And so they're giving testimony about this fellow that he has to go to Gullus, and they turn out to be Edim Zayman. Ein Aymim, we don't say Yiglaz Atachtov, that the Zayman have to go into Gullus instead of the fellow who they testified about. El like Arbaim, rather they get Malkus. So now the Gemara asks a question. Really, the Mishnah should be saying, how do Edim not turn out to be Zayman? The question and the answer of the Mishnah don't seem to match up. The current question is, how do Edim become Zayman? And the answer is, how they don't get the same punishment they tried to give the other guy, rather a different one. So that's really what the question should be. How do Edim not become Zayman in the classic sense? But furthermore, asks the Gemara, even if you want to say that that's what the Mishnah is telling us, how do Edim become Zayman? There's still no reason for it to ask it. Midiktani l'kaman, later on we have a Mishnah that tells us very clearly, Aval Amr Lahem, but if they told them, this is referring to a second group of Edim telling the first, Hechatem Eden, how could you testify that? On that day, you were with us in a totally different place. That's a classic case of Zayman. So there's no reason for our Mishnah to say, how do Edim become Zayman? Later on, we have a Mishnah that tells us very clearly how Edim comes Zayman. So what's going on with this first line of the Mishnah? And to this, the Gemara answers, Tana Hasam Kai. The Tana of our Mishnah is really addressing something over there. What's over there referring to? The end of Masechet Sanhedrin, which is Masechet that we just finished. We're not referring to Perek Chelek, which is the last Perek. We're actually going on Elohein HaNechnakin, the last Mishnah there, which is talking about Misa's Bezdin, and it says the following over there. Kol HaZayman Makdim La'Oisa Misa. All Edim Zayman, they get the very same Misa they tried to give the other person. Chutz MiZayman Bas Kayin U'Bayala, except for the Zayman of Bas Kayin or her Bayal. We're going to explain this in a second. She'ain Makdim La'Oisa Misa El Misa Acheres. They don't get that Misa, they get a different Misa. The Pasuk tells us, and in Sanhedrin we discussed it as well, that a Bas Kayin, the daughter of a Kayin, if she's Mizana, she gets Sreifa. However, this Mishnah tells us that her Bayal, the one whom she was Mizana with, he does not get Sreifa. He just gets the regular punishment of znos that somebody would get, which is not sreifa, and also her zaymimen, if Edim testified that she was mezane trying to give her sreifa, they became Edim zaymen, they're actually not going to get sreifa, they're going to get chenek. And so we already see over in that Mishnah that there's a unique din regarding Edim zaymen, that there's a situation that they're not going to get the punishment they tried to get the other person to receive, and therefore our Mishnah is picking up on that, continuing by saying that v'yesh Edim zaymen acherim she'ein oisen ben din hazama kol ikar, there's other Edim zaymen that their hazama punishment is not going to be similar at all, ela malchus abrayim, rather they're going to get 40 malchus. In that case, Sanhedrin, we are applying the din of Edim zaymen somewhat. They're going to get misa, just not the same exact misa they tried to get her to receive. Over here, the Mishnah is being mechadesh that the punishment that they're going to be receiving has nothing to do with what they tried to get the other person to receive. Namely, they're going to get malchus. And ketzad, what are those cases? Made an honor of Shplani, Shuben Grusha ben Chalutza, Ein Armim Yasazem ben Grusha ben Chalutza Tachtov. We don't say that the zaymen are turned into Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, El Lakas Arbaim, they get 40 malchus. In other words, in short, when the Mishnah says, ketzad oedim nasim zaymen, it's not talking about a classic case of zaymen, it's really just a continuation of Mesechus Sanhedrin, and saying, what's an example of zaymen where they're not going to get the same punishment, they're going to get a totally different one, similar to that Mishnah over there, and then it goes on to list two cases. So we don't have a question on the beginning of the Mishnah. So now we continue discussing Menani Mili. How do we know this? How do we know that these Edim are going to be turned into Ben Grusha and Chalutza, rather they're going to get Malchus? So Rami Shimon Levi, he tells us, because the Pasuk tells us very simply, Vasisim like Hasher Zamam, you shall do to him like he plotted to do to the other guy. And what do we learn from here? Live Lai Lazaroi. We only do to him, to the Eid Zaymim, but we're not going to transfer that punishment to his kids. And if we're going to turn these Edim Zaymim into Chalalim, we're going to say they're Pasul Kaihanim. Remember, we had explained the situation is where the Edim are Kaihanim. Well, that's going to transfer to their children, because then their children are going to be Pasul Kaihanim. And we're not able to do that, again, based off this Pasuk Vasisim Lai, only to him, to the Eid Zaymim, and not his children. So just Pasul him, make him into a Chalal, and his children won't be Chalalim. They'll just be regular Kaihanim. And the Gemara answers that can't be either, because Be'inin Kasher Zalm Lasais Veleko. We also need to fill the Pasuk says, Kasher Zalm Lasais, like he plotted to do. And we wouldn't be able to apply that here either. These Edim plotted to turn this guy into a Chalal, which means that not only would he be a Chalal, but all the subsequent generations would be Chalalim as well. They would be Pasul Kaihanim. And if we're going to say that the Eid Zaymim's punishment is that he becomes a Chalal, but his children do not become Chalalim, so it doesn't fit with the Pasuk of Kasher Zalmam. And therefore, since we're not able to apply the classic punishment an Eid Zaymim would receive, he gets Malchus Arbayim. Now, Rapata Ayim Rapata has a different answer, Kavachimer. It's just a Kavachimer. Just like somebody who is a Michalel, he does not become a Chalal himself. We'll explain this in a moment. Somebody who comes to be Michalel and he wasn't successful in doing that. When do we say for sure that he doesn't become a Chalal? Rapata is saying as follows. When we have a Kayin who actually marries a Grusha, so he is a Michalel, he turns his child into a Chalal, but he doesn't become a Chalal, he's actually still a Kasher Kayin. He did an Aveira and Pasled his kid, he's not Pasled, he could still do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So for sure we would say that Edim Zaymen, who tried to make a guy into a Chalal, but they weren't successful, so of course they're not going to become Chalal in themselves. However, Maskel or Ravina asks on this, Im Kain, if you're going to use such a logic, Bital Tataris Edim Zaymen, that means we're going to be able to take this logic and completely nullify the whole concept of Edim Zaymen in the first place. How do we do that? Based on the top, because we could say as follows, Uma HaSoikel Einu Niskal, just like somebody who gave Skila, he's not going to get Skila himself. This is referring to the case of Edim Zaymen, where they testified that, let's say, Reuven was Machal Shabbos, and Reuven ended up getting Skila, and after Reuven got Skila, it turns out these guys are actually Edim Zaymen. They're not going to get Skila themselves because the deed was already done. They already got Reuven punished, and we're going to learn about this later. It's based off of a drasha. But in which way we see that even when they accomplished what they wanted to do, they're not going to get that punishment themselves. Well, habaliska v'loy sakal einudin shalay yisakel. If somebody comes and tries to give Skila, they give Edus about Reuven that he was Michal Shabbos, for example, they want him to get Skila, and they don't end up getting Skila because it becomes Zaymen. Shouldn't we say for sure that they don't get Skila? Now, even though that sounds like great logic, it's obviously not true, because the Pasuk tells us very clearly that this is the classic case of Zaymen, and they would get Skila. Therefore, we clearly don't make comparisons between what they tried to do and actually did do. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, Machvarta Yishin Meikara, it's clear, like we said originally, that it's just simply based off of a Pasuk, Vazisem Loi Kasher Zamam, we do to him like he planned, and not to his future generations, and if we're going to turn the Edim into Chalalim, that means that their kids are going to be Chalalim as well, and that doesn't fit with the Pasuk. Moving on to the next case of the Mishnah, and then they turn out to be Zaymen, we don't say that they go to Galus, rather they get Malchus. And once again, we have the question, Menon Emili, how do we know this? Zohar Mishlakish answers, Damakar, because the Pasuk says, Hu Yonas Alachas Ha'arim, he runs to one of the cities, if he kills by accident, he killed B'shaigeg, he runs to one of the Arim Miklat. What do we learn from here? Hu V'loi Zaymen, only he would run to your Miklat, and not Edim Zaymen. Now, Reichen Amar, Reichen tells us, Kavu Chaymer, it's just a logical progression. Umahu Sh'asa Maisa B'mezid Einoi Gaile, this guy, let's say somebody killed B'mezid, he doesn't go to Galus. Hain Shalayasu Maisa B'mezid, these guys, the Edim Zaymen, they didn't do a Maisa B'mezid, they didn't do a Maisa at all. It's just a Dibu. Dibor, they spoke falsely, but it's not a Maisa, ain't Adin Shalo Yiglu? Wouldn't we say for sure that they don't go to Galus? Right away, the Gemara responds to this, that actually, V'yanei Senes, that very same logic that Rabbi Yochanan just used to try to potter them from Galus, should actually tell us that they go to Galus. How is that? Because who sha'asa Maisa b'mezid loy ligli ki hechad loy tahavi loy kapara? The reason why, when a guy himself kills b'mezid, he's not going to go to Galus, is so that he can't receive a kapara. If he killed b'mezid, he needs a much stronger punishment to receive a kapara rather than going to Galus. That's why he doesn't go to Galus. But Hain, them, the Edom Zayman, shalasu ma'isa mezid, they didn't do a ma'isa mezid, as we just explained, they didn't even do a ma'isa. Nami liglu, maybe they should go to Galus, keich lahavalu kapara, so that they could have a kapara, because what they did isn't as strong or as chamor as a guy who actually killed a mezid. Al rather, says the Gemara, machmar tekit Rish Lakish, it's clear that it's really like Rish Lakish, that's simply based off of Joshua and Pasuk. Now we continue discussing Edom Zayman. Amar Ula Ula says, Rems la Edom Zayman atar minayin, where's the hint to Edom Zayman in the Torah? Ask the Gemara, Rems la Edom Zayman, what do you mean a hint to Edom Zayman? Vaksev, the Pasuk says, Beferosh, vasisim loy kasher zomam, and you shall do to him like you plan to do to his brother. That's not a hint, that's said Beferosh. Al rather, what does Ula really mean? Rems la Edom Zayman shalikim in atar minayin, where's the hint in the Torah that Edom Zayman are going to get Malkus if we're not able to give them the same thing that they tried to get the other guy to receive? In other words, our mission that we're discussing, where's that hinted to in the Pasuk? And the answer is as follows. Let's just read two Pesukim inside. One Pasuk tells us, Ki Riv bin Anashim, when there's a Riv, we can translate that as an argument or a din taira between people, Vinikshal Mishpat, and they come to the Mishpat, which basically means the Bezin, Ushvatum, and they're judged, Vitzdikwas at Tzadik Vershuas HaRasha, and they find the Tzadik innocent and the Rasha guilty. The next Pasuk tells us, Vahim bin Akais HaRasha, then it will be that the Rasha gets Malkus. And that's what the Gemara quotes. Let's say the Pasuk tells us, Vitzdikwas at Tzadik Vershuas HaRasha, and they find the Tzadik innocent and the Rasha guilty, and then the next Pasuk tells us, Vahim bin Akais HaRasha, it will be that the Rasha gets Malkus. The question is as follows, Mishum Vitzdikwas at Tzadik Vershuas HaRasha, Vahim bin Akais HaRasha, just because they were Matzik the Tzadik and they found the Rasha guilty, that means automatically the Rasha, the guilty party, is going to get Malkus? That doesn't make sense. In other words, the question is as follows. At face value, the Pasuk is talking about Dayanim and litigants. The problem is that it's mashma that every single time one party is innocent and the other is guilty, the guilty one receives Malkus. But that's not true. Many times only a monetary payment has to be made. And if the Pasuk was really just talking about a situation where the guilty fellow gets Malkus, all should have said is, Ki Yeriv bin Anashim v'nikshal mishpatu shvatum, skip the next part of the Pasuk and jump right away to V'hayim bin Akais HaRasha. What's with this whole line of Itztikus at Tzadik v'Shivas HaRasha? And this is the Ramas to Edom Zayman. El, rather, how are we understanding the Pasuk? Edom Shivas at Tzadik. It's referring to a situation where Edom had come along and they were Marshia the Tzadik. The guy who really was innocent was found guilty originally based off of these Edom. V'asu Edom Achrini, and then another group of Edom came along, Vitztikus at Tzadik to Meikara. And they were Matzik the Tzadik who really was always the Tzadik. That's what Meikara means. He originally was always good, he was always innocent. And this second group of Edom found him to be innocent because they were Edom Hamazimim, Vishavinu Lahani Rishayim. And they turned the other guys, the first group of Edom, into Rishayim. And then the next Pasuk tells us, V'hayim bin Akais HaRasha, will be that the Rasha gets Malkus, which means that the Girasha over here is referring to the Edom Zaymimin. They get Malkus. Ask the Gemara one second, why don't we just learn it simply, Miloy Sane, from this Pasuk that tells us, don't give false Edos, and Edom Zaymin are giving false Edos. And there's a clear lav, Loy Sane, and therefore they should get Malkus because of that. And the answer is, we can't use that Pasuk, Mishum to have a lav she'im by Maisa. It's a lav she'im by Maisa. Anytime we have a lav, don't do this. But it doesn't come along with a Maisa. It's not an action. As we said before, Edom Zayman are not doing an action. It's just speech, but that's not considered a Maisa. V'chol lav she'im by Maisa ain't like an olav. And any lav that doesn't have a Maisa along with it, one doesn't get Malkus for. Therefore, we can't learn it from Laisane. We have to learn it from this remez that we just described previously. And the Gemara continues on our bottom. We have a Brisa. Dal dvarim nemar by Edom Zayman. There are four unique things that are said by Edom Zayman. Number one, Ein Nasan Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Edom Zayman that give his false testimony are not going to end up becoming Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza themselves. Number two, Ve'in Goyen Lari Miklat. They're not going to be sent to Golos to Ir Miklat. Number three, Ve'in Meshalman Sa Kaifer. They're not going to pay Kaifer. The Pasuk tells us that if Reuven's Shar kills Shimon, so Reuven has to pay Kaifer, which is like a redemption for the soul, which we'll be discussing soon. And Edom Zayman, who testified about this, claiming that Reuven's Shar killed Shimon, being Mechayev Reuven Kaifer, and again, it turns out they're Edom Zayman, they do not pay Kaifer. And lastly, Ve'inim Karbe Evid Ivri, Edom Zayman are not going to be sold as an Evid Ivri. We know that if a person steals money and he can't pay, so he gets sold as an Evid Ivri, as a Jewish slave, and if they gave testimony about Reuven that he stole, and now he doesn't have any money to pay, so he's going to be sold as an Evid Ivri, and they turn out to be Zayman, they're not going to be sold as Evid Ivri. And Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru, in the name of Rabbi Kiva, they said, adding on another one, Afein Mishalman al Piatzman, they're also not going to pay based off of their own admission. If they become Edom Zayman in one Bezdin, and then before we're able to mechive them to pay, they run to a different Bezdin and admit, we were just caught as Edom Zayman in the other Bezdin, they don't have to pay for that. Tzadik explains one by one, Ein Nasan Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, how do we know this? Kid Amr, like we just explained in the Gemara. Furthermore, Ein Goyen Lari Miklat, how do we know this? Kid Amr, like we just said in the Gemara. On to number three, Ve'im Shalman Sa Kaifer, they don't have to pay Kaifer. Why not? Kasavri, that's because we hold Kufar Kapara, the fact that the owner of the shar has to pay kaifer. That's a kapar. That's an atonement for this thing that happened, that his shar killed somebody. And vahani yulabene kaparnin, who these guys, the Edom Zayman, they're not bene kapara. Their shar didn't kill anyone, and therefore they wouldn't pay kaifer. He's discussing mantana kufa kapara. Who's the tana that holds kaifer is a kapara? Amar b'chizr. B'chizr says Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Rabbi Yechon Breikahi. It's Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yechon Breikah. The tana we have a brisa that discusses the payment of kaifer. It says in the pasuk when osim pidyon nafshai, he shall give a pidyon, a redemption for his soul. And the question is, whose soul are we talking about? Reuven's shar killed Shimon, so Reuven has to pay pidyon for his nefesh. Whose nefesh? Shimon's nefesh or Reuven's nefesh? And that's what Machlekes says. Demei nizik. According to Tanakama, it's the value of the nizik, the one who was damaged, which is Shimon. He's the guy who was killed. Reuven's paying Shimon's value. Or Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Yechon Breikah, he tells us demei mazik. It's the value of the mazik himself. Reuven has to pay his own value. My lab hakam eflegi. It must be that what's Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Yechon Breikah. Demar saver kofer mina. Tanakama holds the kofer is just mominous. Reuven's shar killed Shimon. Shimon has a certain value. That value has to be paid. Tiz yarshim. Or Zumar saver Rabbi Shmuel holds kofer kapara. The kofer is a kapara, and Reuven is the one who needs a kapara. His shar killed somebody. He needs a kapara, so he pays his own value. However, Amar Papa Papa says, "Loi, that's not true. That's not the machlokes to kol yom kofer kapara. Really, everyone, the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel hold that kofer is a kapara." B'hach v'akam nothing over here. What's on machlokes? Umar saver b'dinizik shayminon. Umar saver b'dimazik shayminon. The Tanakama holds that we evaluate how is this kapara being paid based off of the nizik, the guy who was killed. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds how is the kapara evaluated based off of the mazik, the guy who did the damaging. And my tamayin rabbanon. What's the reason rabbanon the Tanakama? And that's because nemar hashas lamata v'nemar hashas lamalo. It says hashas below and above. Hashas is lashon of yushas, to place onto somebody a payment of something. And we have that over here by kaifer, im kaifer yushas alav. We also have the same lashon regarding when we have two men fighting with each other. One tries to hit the other, but he accidentally strikes a pregnant woman, causing her to miscarry the child. It uses the lashon of yushas over there as well, referring to the payment that this man has to make for causing her to miscarry. What do we learn from here? Ma'alon b'dinizek, just like over there, regarding the pregnant woman who miscarried. The valuation is based off the one who was damaged. We evaluate how much the ubar, the fetus that was miscarried, was worth. Avkatzot, over here by kaifer, but the nizik, we evaluated the guy who was killed. That's Tanakama. Which Rabbi Shmuel, he responds, it's very simple. V'nosan pidyon nafshei ksev, it says that he gives a pidyon of his own nefesh. It's Reuven's nefesh that needs a pidyon, not Shimon. Shimon was killed, and therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, we judge based off of how much Reuven was worth. Whereas Rabbanan, they respond to that by saying, and you're right, pidyon nafshei ksev, it does say pidyon nafshei. So the one who's receiving the kapara, you're 100% right, is Reuven. Miu ki shaminon, but the nizik shaminon. How do we evaluate how much has to be paid? That's based off of the nizik, which is Shimon. Going on to the next part of the brayso, we had said ve'inim karm beved ivri. They're not going to be sold as an eved ivri. Now, Sofra Menuna lemeimar, Rav Menuna wanted to say hanimili hecha de isloi l'didei. This is only when he himself has, meaning the guy whom they testified falsely about that he has to be sold as an eved ivri because he doesn't have any money. He actually does have money. Demigu de'i hulain isdabin in hunami lemisdabnu. Because since he never would have been sold, even if it would turn out to be true that he did steal and he has to pay, he never would have been sold as an eved ivri because he actually has money. So they themselves, when they turn out to be Edom Zayman, they're not going to be sold either. Aval hecha de lesa l'didei, but in the situation where the guy whom they are accusing doesn't have any money, so if it turned out that it was true, then he would have been sold. Afal gav de is lehu l'didu, mizdabnu, even if they, the Edom Zayman, do have money, they actually will have to be sold because they tried to get him to be sold and he would have been sold because he didn't have money. They also are going to get sold. Ask the Gemara, why is that true? V'leim rulei, why don't the Edom Zayman just tell him, i'an tav alach, mi hav mizdabnes, if you would have had money, would you have been sold? No. So too, we also shouldn't be sold because we have money, as there's no reason why we should be sold just because you currently don't have money. If you would have money, you wouldn't have been sold. So we have money, we shouldn't be sold either. Al rather, we say differently. Suffer from Runa Meimer. Runa want to explain. Hani Mili Hecha de Islay Oily Day Oily Two. The only time they're not going to be sold is if either him or they have money. Aval Hecha de Leslay Oily Day Oily Two. But if it's a situation that neither of them, not the accused and not the Edom Zayman, have money, all of them are poor and don't have money to pay up, so then Mizdabni, the Edom Zayman would be sold. However, Omli Rava, Rava told Ramnuna that it's not true. V'nimkar b'gnevasam rachmana, the Torah says very simply that he shall be sold for his geneva. What do we learn from here? B'gnevasai v'lebiz mamai, he's only sold for stealing and not for being an aid zaymim. Namely, the only time a guy's going to get sold as an eved ivri is if he stole something and he doesn't have money to pay, not if a person becomes an aid zaymim about this guy, he's not going to be sold. Now explain the last part of the brayso, we had said Mishum Rukiva Amr v'chulu, the name of Rukiva, they said that if they go and admit on their own that they were Edom Zayman, they don't have to pay either. And my time is Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's reasoning? That's because Kasavar, he holds Kenasahu, that the fact that Edom Zayman have to pay, that's a Kenas, it's a penalty. We know that a person doesn't pay Kenas based off of his own admission. And if they admit that we're Chayv Kenas because we're Edom Zayman, they don't have to pay. Now, Rabba, Rabba corroborates this. Hey, you should know this is true. Shari Layasu Maisa, no Maisa was done at all. But they're going to be killed or they're going to have to pay. These These Edom come to Bazin, claiming, let's say, that Reuven killed Shimon. Turns out that they're Edom Zayman, which means that if we look at the whole situation, it turns out that no one was killed. Shimon wasn't killed, Reuven didn't kill anyone, the Edom Zayman didn't kill anyone, but still, they're going to be killed for being Edom Zayman, or they're going to have to make a monetary payment. Why would that happen if nobody was killed? It must be that it's a knas. And Rav Nachman says, Teidi Yushino, Sherei Momen Biad Bailim, Umishalmin. The Bailim are still holding on to their money. They didn't end up having to pay anything based off the testimony of the Edom Zayman, and nonetheless, the Edom Zayman have to pay. The Gemara clarifies, Gimel Amud Aleph on top, Mainihu, what's Rav Nachman referring to? Basically, what's he trying to say? D'lo yasu maisa, that no maisa was done over here. Well, if that's really so, Hanu D'Rabba, then that's the same exact thing Rabba was just saying. What exactly is Rav Nachman adding? And the answer is, you're right, he's not adding anything. Emo, what we really should say is V'chein Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman also says, in other words, Rav Nachman is just adding on, agreeing to Rabba, that the punishment of Edom Zayman is a knas. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Edom Zayman. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.